Nicola.
Good afternoon. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Frank?
He's not in right now.
Okay, perhaps you can help me. The survey is quite short, by the way. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. This is a very short survey, by the way. And you live in Arizona. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Or do you think that things have gotten off track and going on the wrong track now?
I don't even know. I don't have an opinion on it.
Don't know? Very well. If you don't know, we can answer that. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again? Is that clear, ma'am, where the areas are located?
Thank you.
All right. And moving on. Okay, for statistical purposes, so we know we are speaking with people of different age groups, in what year were you born, please?
1971,
thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes, that would be you or someone else in your household? Or both?
All of us, yeah.
Okay, both, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 means that you would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You may use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. From 1 to 5, how much would that improve quality of life in Lavin?
I mean, they're already doing that, so I guess a 4.
4, very well. Sure, man. Thank you. Your opinion is what matters right now. How about better streets and road maintenance? How much would that improve the quality of life?
5,
thank you. How about more dining and entertainment options?
5,
okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
3,
thank you. And more good paying jobs?
5,
thank you, ma'am. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5,
thank you. Better public transportation options?
4,
thank you so much. Let's move on. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for a job, for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker,
thank you, ma'am. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
Oh, I don't know.
In your opinion, there are too many, too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people in work, trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea.
Remember, there's no wrong or right answer here. It's your opinion that matters.
So, right in the middle, I guess.
Would you say too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you, ma'am.
What? Not yet.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Probably too few.
Too few? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very well. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, and that's strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Somewhat yes, very well. And would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals in Laveen?
Yes.
Strongly yes or somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
Yeah.
Somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Somewhat.
Somewhat yes. Thank you, ma'am. And would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly? Okay. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
No, I think we have enough.
No. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most like to see more of than in Laveen?
Well, for sure, Target.
Okay, I would like to see Target. Let me enter this into a survey in your own words.
Mm-hmm.
Target and
five
what?
Below.
Excuse me?
Five below.
Five below. Okay.
There's a fly right here by the floor box.
Okay, what I'm entering is I would like to see more Target and Five Below, that type of business that's in Laveen. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Can you give me one moment, please?
Why are you so dirty? I did
not know. Okay, moving on, ma'am. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say it's a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem? Availability of housing.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm
not
looking,
so I don't know. slightly.
A slight problem?
Yeah.
Okay, very well. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Again, I'll just say a slight problem because I'm not looking, so I don't know.
Very well, slight problem. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
No.
No, okay. No, that's all right, man. It's your opinion that matters. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen? No. And would you like to see more multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
No.
No. Okay, very well. Moving on. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20, thank you. And do you currently own or rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Own, thank you, ma'am. And I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Would you oppose it strongly or just somewhat opposed?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Hold on, hold on.
How about change the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
You were cutting off. I couldn't understand.
Yeah. The next proposal is a change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Would you favor or oppose that proposal? Oppose strongly or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat. Hold on, Jennifer.
Almost done. And the next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you favor or oppose that proposal as well? Oppose somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And the next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you oppose or favor that proposal?
Oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Yes, somewhat.
The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose, strongly.
Strongly oppose, okay. And the last one is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Strongly, very well. Let's move on. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only.
I have to go. Let's
almost done. Almost done. We are 91% done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
12.
Okay, thank you. 12. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 and 1 to 75,000,
75,000 to 70,000.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Annette.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. Good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That goes into them. Perfect.